Walker's legislation creates a new definition for independent contractors that would determine whether employers have to pay to insure against on-the-job injuries. The issue is particularly important to trade unions that supported Walker in the 2014 governor's race. Alaska's Small Business Association says the new definition is too narrow for industries that rely heavily on independent contractors, namely construction. But construction workers, as well as a few employers, testified in favor of the new definition in a hearing in the House Labor and Commerce Committee on March 20th.
Okay, my name is Charlie Young. I am speaking to you today in support of House Bill 79, specifically the part that pertains to misclassified workers.
For the most part, those who testified said the same thing. Some employers purposely misclassify workers to lower their cost of labor and gain an unfair competitive advantage in the bidding process.
More and more, these cheating contractors are winning the bids on projects as I watch the amount of work for me get less and less every year.
Paul Grassi, a lobbyist for the Alaska Pipe Trades Union, said workers don't often think about classification until after the fact.
I can tell you this. These independent contractors, once they have this injury and they have $200,000 worth of medical bills, they seldom think of themselves as independent contractors. So they go to the Workers' Compensation Board.
Rhonda Gerhars is the chief investigator of the Division of Workers' Compensation Special Investigations Unit. When employers fail to pay workers' compensation insurance, whether it's missing a payment or misclassifying workers, it's her job to fix it.
There are some who are very well versed and are deliberately trying to save money and trying to underbid their competitors. And there are others who are perhaps not savvy business people, and they think that they could just call someone an independent contractor and issue them a 1099, and that's not how it works.
She said a lot of her cases come from the construction industry, but the issue is ubiquitous.
We have to educate people all the time that the state of Alaska actually determines employee status by a very difficult and confusing test.
That's where this new definition would come into play. Gerhars said it would not change the number of workers who qualify for workers' compensation. Rather, it would make it very clear to both employers and workers who is an independent contractor and who is not. After pushback from the Small Business Association, broader language was adopted, but it hasn't satisfied the group. Their concern is that it would raise the cost of business and that this new definition would eventually come into play for other benefits such as employment insurance and minimum wage. Grassi says he hopes that will be the case.
If this passes, then it'll give a blueprint so that they have similar definitions. But you got to start somewhere. And this is the biggest problem.
He's not sure if Walker's bills will pass. He's been working on the issue for more than 20 years, and it's never been successful. The House bill passed out of the Labor and Commerce Committee, but it has to make it through two more before it moves to the floor. Its Senate counterpart faces one fewer committee. The legislative session is scheduled to end on April 16th, but this issue has triggered special sessions in the past. In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.